Imagine Apple's creative design team, the artists who created the sleek metallic elegance of the MacBook Pro, suddenly being asked to build an electric chair. No matter how beautiful the outcome, we'd still be inclined to foreground the fact that the object is built to murder people. That's the way with Tom Ford's new film, Nocturnal Animals, replete with an intriguing narrative complexity and illuminated with splashes of stunning visual design. But what this hollow film adds up to is cold, inhuman, and offensive. Nocturnal Animals begins with a credit sequence meant to shock. Grotesquely overweight nude women hold sparklers and American flags while gyrating. We come to realize they are live artworks on pedestals at a gallery opening designed by Susan Morrow, played by Amy Adams, an Ivy League educated artist who lives a vacuous existence in Los Angeles. Others tell Susan that the show is terrific, but she rightfully has her reservations. It does not seem likely that Ford is autobiographically critiquing his own sham artistry, but he should be. What force can a critique of the ugliness of America have when it's delivered by thin, beautiful artists who are ever so much more stylish than the rest of us? Shortly afterwards, Susan receives in the mail a manuscript for a novel by one Edward Sheffield, a man whom she reminds her current adulterous husband was her first spouse from 2 decades earlier. Susan begins reading the manuscript, a story about Tony Hastings, played by Jake Gyllenhaal, driving his wife and teenage daughter through West Texas one night. 3 country bumpkins smash their car into Tony's on an isolated stretch of highway. Ray, Lou, and Turk leave Tony abandoned on the side of the road as they take the 2 women off to an isolated cabin to rape and murder them. Ford annoyingly dissolves from Tony in the shower after the assault on his family to Susan in the shower trying to cleanse the experience of reading the novel. In both cases, the wet, naked bodies of beautiful Hollywood actors serve as Ford's design elements. In the film's most reprehensible such cut, detectives take Tony to the red couch on which the rapists have deposited the naked bodies of Tony's wife and daughter, staged to face each other in a grotesque embrace of Thanatos. Ford cuts from this graphic image to Susan's grown daughter naked and in bed with her lover, answering a phone call from her mother. A red blanket at the woman's feet reminds us of the echo from the red couch on which the fictional dead woman lay murdered. Like my fanciful, beautifully designed electric chair, this sequence is disgusting in its pointless depravity, a romantically beautiful image with no symbolic weight. In the middle of the film, when the naked obese women from Susan's art show suddenly appear outside of a honky-tonk bar within the fictional story, we begin to notice something's not quite right. Ford is clearly aping the surrealism of David Lynch here, but with much less coherent effect. One of the obese women has a scar across her abdomen, emphasizing fertility via the suggestion of a cesarean section, or perhaps an even fainter echo of Susan's abortion of Edward's baby. However, other than stuffing ugliness into the viewer's consciousness, these symbols come to naught. The film's theme of the viciousness of humanity, both in fictional action and in reality's emotional cruelty, is obvious to the point of banality. Within the fictional story, everyone dies. Tony improbably falls on his own gun after having shot the last of the murderers, but like Oedipus, is blinded by a brutal blow from the villain's tire iron. Even the lead detective on the case, Bobby Andes, Michael Shannon in the worst role of his career, retreats into oblivion. In a ridiculous plot artifice, he decides to goad Tony into vigilante justice because he's dying of lung cancer. Thus, with the retreat of her husband to New York City to be with his adulterous affair, the only person left in the entire narrative universe is Susan, sitting alone at a restaurant waiting for Edward to show up. If only Tom Ford could join her and leave the rest of us alone. Maybe Apple can fashion him a chair he might enjoy.